Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Brian, appreciate you checking in with us. You hear him on Sirius and also the golf show here on The Fan on Sundays. Me and Joe this morning, we've been talking about how Augusta National's firm and fast, and a lot of these players talking about this is the fastest they've ever seen it. So how will that affect the scores? Brian, what do you expect? We saw Justin go 20 under in November. What do you think would be the winning score this time around?
Well, the weather's always the question, Buck. Joe, as you guys know, if we get 4 days of this, single digits is going to win. 6-7 under is going to be a really good score. The problem is we're not supposed to get 4 days of this. We're going to get this today. We may dodge some rain tomorrow, but it's supposed to come in either late Friday or possibly Friday night, and we may even get some Saturday morning. So then the question just becomes how much? You know, how wet did it get? It's not going to be as soft as it was in November. You can forget about that. So you can take 20 under par off the table. But we're still going to see birdies. You know, there's somebody, no matter how firm it is today, someone's going to go shoot 5 under par today. I mean, that's what the winning score is going to be. I don't know who it's going to be, but someone's going to get there. These guys are just that good.
Brian, does it favor the weather and the conditions of Augusta right now? Does it favor somebody that's very, very familiar with the course or somebody that's brand new and not really thinking too much and going out there and just gripping it and swinging it?
That's a great question, Joe. And you should take Buck's advice and maybe hit a couple balls, you know, before you go. I think it favors the veterans. It really does. I think it really helps those that aren't the longest hitters. It definitely helps the straighter hitters. And it favors the veterans simply because you're dealing now with more misses on a day like today. And here's the reason why. If the fairways are soft and the landing areas are soft, then the ball is going to land stay very close to where it landed. And these guys are very good at throwing darts out there. But if it gets firm and you're trying to land a ball in a one-lane road, well, that ball better be going the exact right, you know, distance and the exact right direction, because it's going to bounce offline. The more it bounces, the more chance it has to get offline. So the recovery shots, it becomes all about recovery shots when the course gets firm. And the veterans seem to have a way of learning where to miss the ball and where the better recovery shots are going to be. And it changes based on, every hole changes based on the hole location. So where is a good place to miss today at one is not going to be a great place to miss tomorrow at one. And these guys know all that. So it really does help the veteran.
We've got our little 680 The Fan pool going here, and Joe and I are trying to come out on top. Everybody's trying to come up with a winner here. So, Brian, who do you foresee being there at the end of the day on Sunday? You know, Dustin Johnson looks like the favorite as far as Vegas goes. You got Spieth back in the mix in that winner's circle last week. Looks like his game's in good form. Rory, a lot of people going Rory. What about DeChambeau? Is it because he's never really played that well at Augusta National? Is that the reason why we're not hearing a lot about him coming into the tournament?
That's exactly why, Buck. His best finish is a tie for 21st, and that's when he was the U.S. Amateur Champion. So you got no top 20s in this event. That definitely takes some of the luster off of your walk-away win at the U.S. Open this past fall. So we know what Bryson has as far as firepower. We know how good he can be, or at least we know how good he has been. But it's hard to separate that from the fact that last time we saw him at Augusta National, he was playing with 63-year-old Bernard Langer, and Langer beat him. Beat him pretty well on that final day. Just beat him head-to-head. He wasn't getting any shots. He didn't get the forward tees. Langer just beat him. So whatever Bryson's plan was for Augusta in the fall wasn't a good one. And he wasn't completely healthy either. That didn't help. He's definitely healthier now, and he's definitely altered the plan. So we'll see how that goes. But that's why there aren't that many believers yet, is because the play hasn't worked yet.
Well, what about the health, Brian, of Brooks Koepka? I know he's out there going to try to play. Do you think he's 100%?
No, he's definitely not, Joe. We saw Brooks earlier this week with the old Tony Pena, legs sticking out, crouch when he was trying to read putts. You know, Joe, that's a little before your time, but Buck knows what we're talking about. And you know, it's just he says it's hard to walk downhill. It's hard to hit a shot when the lie is downhill. Anything that's stressful on that right knee is bad for Brooks. Now that's better than the left knee, but this course has more of those uneven lies, more of those hilly situations, and you know you're going to need to take a look at some of these putts. So I don't like those things for Brooks. That said, he's a tough guy. You know, I don't know that he's going to go. I don't know that he's going to cut the finger off and go play the third quarter, but he's pretty tough. You know, I don't know, he's not as tough as Ronnie Lott, but he's a pretty tough guy.
How have your insiders been reporting on the health of Tiger Woods? Is he right where he needs to be, or is just pretty mum on his status right now?
We don't know that. The situation with Tiger is that he is I'm sorry, I'm being asked for my badge as I'm trying to pull in. I've only been here for 20 years, and I got to show a badge again. If the injuries to Tiger are what we thought they were, which is just below the right leg, then I think we're okay. You know, that's a ski accident. That's something you can come back from. You're talking about two broken bones underneath your right knee and a shattered right ankle. Well, it's no fun and it hurts, but that's not a career-ending injury, even for a guy that's 45 years old. You know, you're going to be able to come back from that if you want to. Who knows how good he can be? But there's no reason to believe, if that's all it is, that he can't come back from that. There's also not a lot of enthusiasm that's all it is. You know, he was recovering from back surgery when that happened. He had to have hurt his back a little bit. Now we get into speculation. So there had to have been something else that got hurt somewhere, got bumped around in there. And from a golf standpoint, you wonder. But same thing with Brooks. Right now we're looking at injuries below the right knee. Brooks is the right knee. But if it's just below the right knee for a right-handed golfer, a guy that's as resilient as Tiger, then he's going to come back from this. We just don't know if that's all it is.
Did you get in?
I'm in, yeah. Thanks. Sorry about that.
That was fantastic.
I apologize. So, no, you're just pulling in the parking lot, right? No big deal. Well, now they're doubling and tripling down, so they're not going to let you come in the parking lot. The parking pass wasn't enough. You got to show the badge, which hasn't been the case previously. So I apologize for that.
Are you allowed the
badge
to...
The badge is in my bottom of my bag. I don't know where my badge is, right? I don't need my badge yet.
Are you allowed to tell us how many people you see walking around in there? The fans are back.
Right now I see three, but I'm in the parking lot. And I don't think that's the number you're looking for. I don't have a number. I actually haven't even heard a number. And as you know, Buck, that goes back to we've never heard a number for
right.
attendance here. So I couldn't tell you what 10% is because I didn't know what 100% was. That said, I was struck by it on Tuesday when I got my first glimpse of the golf course, which is the same as everybody else's first glimpse. It's when you come through that little entranceway, if you've been lucky enough to be here. And I know you have, Buck. Joe, have you been out here yet?
I have not.
Okay.
On the bucket list.
You're going to get the same look that I got and the same look that Buck got, and you're going to see all of the grass at the same time. You're going to see that first hole, and the leaderboard's going to be to your right, and it just stops me in my tracks every single time. And it's going to stop you in your tracks, and it just opens up. I mean, you can almost hear a song playing. So when I got my first look, that area is usually where you also see the most people, because it's the area where you can kind of see the most ground from one place. And I was struck by on Tuesday that I really didn't see a lot of people. Now, it was way more than November. In November, it was like 300. There's nobody here in November. They didn't even have ropes up in November. They do have ropes up, but there are very much fewer patrons here than there ever have been. And you can tell traffic-wise also. Traffic is a non-issue, so... Those are very unofficial tallies, but that's about as good as I'm going to be able to do.
Our Truist golf reporter, Brian Katrick, checking in from Augusta National. Have a great week out there, man, and appreciate you coming on with us today.
Gents, I appreciate your time. So thanks for squeezing me in, and I'm sorry about losing my badge.
No, it was great. Brian Katrick, on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.